From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, my friends. Thank you for tuning in on this Sunday edition. The second day of May 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Of course, we're also live Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central or 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Again, thank you for joining us. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we also have folks watching the / radio show, TV show at PrisonPlanet.tv. Obama has given two speeches in the last few days, one at a commencement and another at a correspondence dinner, making fun of anti-government people and spinning that, saying that the government is the people, so no matter what they do, it's the people that are doing it. No, that's not the case. We're going to break that down today. Also, he's making fun of birthers. And the fact that he will not release his full birth certificate. Hey, forget the birth certificate. We know he gave up his U.S. citizenship when he was in Indonesia. We know his real name is Barry Sitaro, so we're going to be talking about that. Also, the National Enquirer, which is right about John Edwards and many others. In fact, they've got a better track record than CNN or Fox. They're saying Obama's been out cheating on his wife. That's a political distraction to a certain point. It may be coming out because so many reports are surfacing about his bisexuality. So they may be trying to bolster his heterosexual image. But Obama cheating scandal, shocking new reports. The Inquirer says this is confirmed and they have got their spies on the case. And when it comes to cheating by politicians, I've never seen them be wrong. Of course, the Inquirer's, the company that owns the Inquirer got weaponized U.S. government anthrax mailed to them when they showed photos of the Bush daughters falling down stinking drunk. So we'll see what unfolds with the National Enquirer and their parent company, American Media, on that front. The situation in Greece is going exactly like Bob Chapman and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and other economists that we have on predicted. And they're saying that this will be a second round of bailouts that will now be needed to the private offshore banks. Greece erupts as men from IMF prepare to wield axe. And I was actually listening to CNN on XM radio on the way in to the station. And they had different bank chiefs on saying, yes, we've got to take the pension funds of the Greek people. And they've got to be reasonable and give us their pension funds. As if it's the people's pension funds that caused the economic collapse when Goldman Sachs again piloted and ran the entire operation. And obviously we're going to talk about the dud bomb in New York City in Times Square. When we come back, we'll get into the latest developments with Obama dispatching SWAT teams to the oil rigs. And a lot more today. And we'll also open the phones up. And then I've got another report here that I covered it briefly on Friday, but I want to spend some more time on it today. And that is Fox News whitewashing the fact that our government is growing and producing the opium inside Afghanistan in record levels. Of the opium that is produced into other opiates like heroin are flooding out into the world. And they just admit, well, we've got to grow the opium and protect the people growing it or Al-Qaeda will get America. Well, if you wanted to get Al-Qaeda that's growing the opium, if you believe that fairy tale, you would decriminalize it and the price would go down by close to 99%, and then you wouldn't be able to finance terrorism with it. But we know who the real terrorist financiers are. And so we're going to break this down on the other side. When you make something illegal, it creates a very lucrative black market in it, especially when it's addictive. So a incredibly full plate in front of us today. We'll attempt to cover it all. I'm Alex Jones. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. We appreciate you joining us today. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday, the second day of May 2010. Yesterday was May 1st. May 1st. That's the Communist World Government Day, where they call for communist revolution. But when I was driving in, I was flipping around on talk radio on both AM, FM, XM, and I heard several different reports talking about May Day rallies by the illegal aliens and May Day rallies by anarchists. Nothing about May Day and communist. May Day is the International Workers' Communist Day. And I find it very suspicious that this dud bomb in Times Square in the middle of New York City last night happened on May Day. But I listened to the entire, from home, the entire press conference with the police commissioner and the police chief. Nothing about May Day, nothing about communist, nothing about the fact that this happened on May 1st. Nothing about illegal aliens rioting in Arizona for a week straight. Nothing about the San Francisco Chronicle reporting that illegal aliens are beating up citizens that dare come out and demonstrate for securing our borders. Nothing about that. Now, I'm not saying that an illegal alien group with a stolen car created this moron bomb with firecrackers and things. This could be a staged event. It could be a schizophrenic. It could be a Fruit Loop. I don't know. Again, I'm not somebody that gets up here on air and says, I know what happened 24 hours into something, unless I have bona fide evidence. Just like for a week back after Christmas, I said, I don't know if the underwear bombing's real. I don't know whether this is a real terrorist that does exist. And then I found out that witnesses on the plane saw the U.S. government get the underwear bomber on the plane and argue that he didn't even have a passport or visa, and they got him on, and that it was all part of a government drill. And that came out later in a few major newspapers, but never became a big national story. And that was as staged as it gets. That was as staged as a WWF wrestling match to sell the naked body scanners and the expansion of the TSA on the streets of America. I don't know what's going on with this situation in Times Square. But the day before that in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a bomb went off at the end of a marathon, a race. Somebody else on Thursday, the New York Times is reporting, got caught in a in New York City in the uniform and hard hat of a train worker, of a subway worker, with a huge can of cyanide, and the police confirm it's cyanide. But then they said, oh, don't worry, he was just somebody wanting to commit suicide with road flares and other devices and a can full of weapons-grade cyanide, which you just don't find without help. See, when there's a real terror attack being prepared, it gets covered up from experience and research. When it's a fake terror attack, they hype it. So a lot of crazy stuff going on, and if you ask me, it's 50-50 that government staged this as a pretext to get more funding. That's normally what happens. 90-plus percent of the time that's the case. But this doesn't have those earmarks. It's 50-50. I'm undecided. Or it's a communist group of illegal alien supporters or illegal aliens. I mean, imagine all over the United States, we've got illegal aliens protesting in our country and telling us what to do and attacking police in Phoenix, beating people up in San Francisco. And when that happens, the police just let them hit them in the head with bottles. They let them attack them. But when citizens try to peacefully protest the G20 and the private banking takeover, they get attacked by police dogs. They get beat up and the media says, good job, police. But the police are scared to defend themselves when illegal aliens are attacking them. You've got to ask yourself, why is that the case? Why are citizens treated like absolute trash? And why are the illegals left alone? Well, because the big central banks that gave you NAFTA and GATT, that have deindustrialized this nation, they have a policy of getting rid of our borders as part of the North American Union, and that is on record. I will say this, though. Because some of the supposed fertilizer mixed in with this ridiculous bomb that had firecrackers in it and other things, and the police have now released photos of the haphazard Wile E. Coyote bomb. I mean, it looks like a ball of spaghetti or something that, by the way, started smoking and didn't detonate. Kind of like the underwear bomber in that staged event. I was listening to the press conference, and again, this just ended about an hour ago. You can go pull it up if you want. It went on for a long time with the commissioner, and then you had the police chief in New York, and they were saying that they didn't know if Al-Qaeda was involved or the Taliban was involved, even though Pakistan Taliban claims responsibility for Times Square bombing. That is the headline on Fox News and many other online publications out there. Pakistani Taliban claims responsibility. Report claims Times Square bomb plot revenge, group says. Now, the New York police commissioner says there's no evidence of a Taliban link to the failed bomb found in an SUV parked in Times Square, but said he couldn't rule them out. And then you read the source of this. It's a message board. Remember 2 weeks ago, Fox News, AP headline, I mean, they all ran the same headline. Osama bin Laden has a Facebook account. And then it said, or someone posing as him. Elvis has got a few thousand Facebook accounts. I've looked it up. Elvis is dead, by the way. He died in the late 70s. John Wayne's got Facebook accounts, but John Wayne's dead, I'll assure you. There are thousands of Facebook accounts of Alex Jones. Only a couple of them are actually mine. People have a lot of fun with those, by the way. They start a Facebook and then say horrible things in my name. But it did turn out a few days later that this was not Osama bin Laden's Facebook. So many times on a message board or an audio tape, and then linguists listen to it, and it's not Osama bin Laden, they make these claims. Remember a few years ago, some college student in San Francisco did a fake beheading, and for 2 weeks it was on the news, it was a real beheading. The point is that the Taliban taking credit for this, or Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, set up by the CIA, if they set a bomb off, folks, it's going to detonate. It's going to be destructive. Okay? I mean, there are some real terrorist elements out there, but to simplify it, the media just calls it Taliban Al-Qaeda. And some of it's government, some of it's provocateur, and some of it's real. I mean, there are Muslim extremists that exist out there. That's clearly evident from the information that we've researched over the years. But as I was listening to the press conference, I knew it was coming because it was all this talk about propane. You can pull up to Safeway or HEB or Target or gas stations and buy a tank of Rhino gas. I know, because I barbecue occasionally when I have time. I knew it was coming, and it did happen. They're now calling for registering propane. And, of course, there was also gasoline, so they're calling for registering gasoline. You've got to have a special license and sign paperwork to pump your car full of gas. I'm not joking. And, of course, they want to ban firecrackers now because somebody might use them in a terror attack. Well, this is the same lunacy where people call for banning guns because someone might use a gun in a crime. It's the criminal's fault. I mean, are you going to ban cars? Every year in this country, I see press reports. Every week or two, I see articles out of India, Spain, Russia, where some crazy person runs over a crowd of people, killing and wounding people with an automobile. I mean, how do you, I guess you ban automobiles. You ban gasoline. You ban propane. They were obsessing over that some of this explosives material was packed inside a gun case. And the reporters were getting all excited about that and twittering about and getting all, oh my gosh. Since when has the land of the free, home of the brave, been scared to death of people bombing us since the media hyped it and the police hyped it as a pretext to control and run our lives and have laptops watching kids at home, you know, the school watching parents at home and having the public trained to spy on their neighbors and everyone in this, oh, we've got to go attack a couple more nations or people might bomb us. You got a better chance of being struck by lightning, of drowning. You've got thousands of better chance of dying of cancer, dying in a car wreck. Stop being afraid of terrorism. It's a boogeyman. It is a projected hoax. And you can't ban the propane tanks. And that won't keep you safe, okay?
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dog chewed your remote control? Lost your remote? Or is your remote control just not working? Let ReplaceMeRemotes.com replace it or fix it for you. We carry a complete line of remote controls for all brands of TV, VCR, satellite, home audio, or DVD remotes, including old or hard-to-find remote controls. We also can repair or fix your remote. Visit ReplaceMeRemotes.com for all your remote control needs. Use coupon code ALEX for a 5% discount. Visit ReplaceMeRemotes.com or call us at 336-377-2220. For all your remote control needs, visit ReplaceMeRemotes.com at 336-377-2220. We also carry a complete line of hotel and hospital remotes.
ReplaceMeRemotes.com, ReplaceMeRemotes.com. If you need a remote control, ReplaceMeRemotes.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
With the implementation of Codex Alimentarius, it is clear that we must act quickly to avoid losing our freedom of choice where personal health preferences are concerned. As of January 1, 2010, Codex Alimentarius was implemented within the European Union, resulting in the restricted sale of many natural supplements, including colloidal silver. We must take immediate steps to assure a continuing supply of colloidal silver for ourselves and our families. Act now to acquire the means of producing this beneficial supplement in the privacy of your own home. Colloidal silver is a powerful antipathogenic used for more than 200 years as a natural alternative to costly drugs and their dangerous, unpredictable side effects. Go to www.silverlungs.com for more information on how to secure your freedom of choice by producing your own colloidal silver right from home. That's www.silverlungs.com. silverlungs.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost.
The good guys are down, but they're not out, ladies and gentlemen. And what I've learned after years and years of research is that you can't believe a word the government tells you about any event, and more often than not, the government has staged it or allowed it to happen. But I don't know what has happened in New York. I just know that in the press conferences I've heard with the commissioner and the police chief and others, the media is there calling for restricting and registering whoever rents propane cans. So now you'll go to jail if you don't register your propane and butane. I guess Hank Hill's going to prison, the fellow from King of the Hill. I mean, it's over for him. And they're calling for banning or restricting fireworks, which many states have already banned or restricted down to the point where you can't even get them, because somebody might use some fireworks. Oh, and I forgot, gasoline. Gasoline is evil now. We got 310 million people in this country. There's 6.8 billion people worldwide. Are we all going to be prisoners because somebody might pick up a baseball bat and beat somebody's brains out? Somebody might run over a crowd of people for no reason at some public event. Somebody might shoot someone. Somebody might detonate some gasoline canisters. It goes on and on and on. Somebody does something illegal with something, so everyone else has to lose their freedom, because we've been trained that, oh, we've got to be safe, and only the government can keep us safe. The government can't keep you safe. All it can do is rape the living daylights out of you. And coming up, Obama takes digs at birthers and GOP at the correspondence dinner. We'll be playing clips of that in the next hour. And at a commencement speech, Obama takes direct aim at anti-government rhetoric and says that the government is the people. Well, not when the government violates the Bill of Rights and Constitution. He said, "What troubles me is when I hear people say that all government is inherently bad," said Obama, who received an honorary degree of law. "When our government is spoken of as menacing, threatening foreign entity, it ignores the fact that it's our democracy, that government is us." Well, number one, Obama, or Barry Sitaro, your real name, from Indonesia, the republic states that if 51% vote to enslave 49%, that doesn't happen. As Thomas Jefferson said, what's democracy? Two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. We're a republic, Barry Sitaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama, and you know that. So that is coming up. We'll explain the difference between a democracy and a republic in the next hour and play those clips. And I will get into Greece erupts as men from IMF prepare to wield axe. And what are they announcing? Everybody's got to give their pension funds to the bankers. And I've got Bloomberg and others reporting they're preparing to take your pension funds to give to the private banks for bonuses. That's supposedly getting your financial house in order, when the Goldman Sachs emails that we told you about a year and a half ago now have made mainstream news, where they premeditatedly set up what is currently happening. The banks get countries in debt. It's all fiat. It's manufactured. They're not on the hook for it. Then they take over society. That is coming up as well. But getting back to all the strange goings on, I'm going to talk more about the mystery, the whodunit, who is behind the haphazard clown bomb that detonated as a flash of smoke, no fire, none of the crock pots or alarm clocks or firecrackers ignited the gasoline and propane. But again, if we ban gasoline and propane, we're going to be safe. Okay. Everything's fine. In other strange goings on, last Thursday, Obama said he was, or Barry Sotaro, excuse me, that he was dispatching SWAT teams to, quote, all oil rigs. And so I went ahead and looked it up over the weekend. There are 3,000 plus off the coast of Louisiana, and there are over 9,000 rigs in the Gulf of Mexico that are in U.S. territorial waters or in their jurisdiction. They claim an area even further out. So the magical, I guess kind of like magic elves or magic leprechaun SWAT teams are going to go to these 9,000 plus oil rigs, or 3,000, which is off the coast of Louisiana, and they're going to make sure everything's okay. I mean, even if the government thinks there may have been a terror attack a week and a half ago against this British Petroleum drilling platform, now pumping hundreds of thousands of gallons of crude oil into the Gulf, even if there is a terror threat, why wouldn't you send FBI out to investigate this particular rig for foul play? No. He is dispatching them everywhere. And Mark Levin, a former Reagan advisor to the cabinet, is concurring with my suspicions Friday. He concurred over the weekend that this could be a pretext to nationalize oil. And we know that the White House has been promoting that. Well, guess what? The Obama, for political points, a month ago said, okay, I'm going to open certain areas of the Atlantic off the East Coast and the Gulf of Mexico that have been off limits. I'm going to open those up to drilling. Now, those are in international waters, further than 12 miles out. So Obama really doesn't have jurisdiction, but they've claimed it over U.S. companies. And the Russians and Chinese in the last 6 months had begun massive multi-billion-dollar exploration operations to extract oil that U.S. companies were barred from getting at. And so Obama said, I am going to allow some exploration of this, because he's our God and our King and our Savior, and he makes the decision, you know, what leg we put on, you know, we're putting our pants on, what leg we put on, which leg first. And I had said on Friday that I believe he was going to then invoke a ban on offshore drilling. And here is the BBC today. Oil spill sparks new drilling ban. The U.S. administration has banned oil drilling in new areas of the U.S. coast while the cause of the oil spill off Louisiana is being investigated. So he announced that in 6 months he would take the ban off. So he never really took the ban off. And then now before that actually kicks in, he bans it again. White House advisor David Axelrod told ABC TV it wanted to know exactly what led to last week's explosion on BP-operated rig in the Gulf of Mexico. So the ban on oil drilling in these areas of the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic has been put back into place yet again. All right, when we come back, U.S. Army trains to take on the Tea Party. Friday, we broke this information nationally. We have internal Army training memos where they're saying the number one threat to America is the Tea Parties, and they're training to militarily take on the Tea Parties. We'll talk about that and get into the global financial meltdown. Stay with us. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing Diamond Gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue Diamond Gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a Diamond Gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
We have read mainstream news articles here on air out of the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, Reuters, where the Pentagon itself is tattling on their own operations as a way to kind of let it just slip out quietly, kind of like you pass gas in church. They just let it slip out there and hope that nobody notices. That way, when it comes out in mainstream news later, they don't get in political trouble. And that is heroin dealing. Heroin is a scourge. It's a horrible, dirty, extremely addictive drug, one of the most addictive out there. And before 2001, there was almost no opium coming out of Afghanistan. Now, over 90% of world opium production comes out of Afghanistan. That's an official State Department number. Around $500 billion a year of unaccounted cash. So the banks with fractional reserve banking can leverage that at least 10 to 1. So what's 10 times 500 billion? Well, we know that's $5 trillion. 10 times 500 billion is $5 trillion a year. We had the CIA take over the United States in 1947 with the National Security Act, and they've been operating in total secrecy without anyone able to even investigate them since then. The Pentagon budget is at $1.9 trillion on budget, $1.1 trillion on the official books, another $800 billion they get in supplemental, not counting black ops funding. So let me ask, does a group that gets close to $2 trillion a year, are they involved in narcotics trafficking? Well, we know it came out in Congress that for the 10 years of the Vietnam War, they were flying inside, this is declassified, this is admitted, if you haven't looked it up, please do, heroin into this country. There's only a few places you can grow opium in the world, one of them the Golden Triangle, the other Afghanistan, and now it's more than a 12-fold, more than 12, that was a year-old number, opium production, and because all this is coming out, the CIA last week had a little production on Fox News where they had an army commander on saying, yes, we helped the Taliban grow opium poppies. And that's coming up in the next hour. Now, I've told you this for years, and I've heard local talk show hosts who are police officers. One of them is a really nice guy. I've met him. I know him. He's not a bad guy. He's a good conservative, libertarian. Just say, I can't believe the government is bringing drugs in. Well, it was declassified in 1996 in the CIA Solicitor General's investigation. I watched the televised hearings that most of the cocaine in the 1980s was shipped in by the CIA. I mean, that's on record. And it's been an Esquire, New York Times, you name it. And so I thought I'd just cover this coming up in the next hour because they know this info's out there. So they say, well, we're helping grow the opium to fight al-Qaeda. So I'm going to break down exactly how the drug war works coming up in the next hour. Kurt Nemo's got a story in association with this Fox News piece. Fox News makes excuse for CIA's Afghan opium cultivation. So our 60,000 troops and another 100,000 contractors, that's 160,000 that you're paying for as taxpayers in Afghanistan, that's for the $500 billion before they launder it and leverage it. That's $5 trillion. So $5 trillion total in overall opium profits. That's why we're in Afghanistan, one of the biggest reasons. So we'll be going over that coming up in the next hour. And also, here's another report out of InfoWars.com. U.S. Army trains to take on the Tea Party. We got more on top of the big stack of secret Army training manuals where they are drilling to, quote, take on the Tea Party. And you've seen the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL manuals out even saying that Judge Andrew Napolitano, Ron Paul, myself, countless others are terrorist enablers. Yes, we're criticizing our government. And as Americans, we're supposed to sit down and shut up. That's what Land of the Free, Home of the Brave means. We're not supposed to talk about that. So that's some of the other news I want to go over in the next hour, plus Obama's speeches, demonizing the Tea Parties, birthers, and people that, quote, criticize the government. You're not supposed to do that in America, according to Barack Hussein, Barry Sataro, Obama. But coming back in the next segment, the segment after that, I want to take your phone calls, the toll-free number to join us on this Sunday live, May 2nd. You know, yesterday was May 1st when the communists and illegals protested and rioted and beat people up in Arizona and California. And by the way, I couldn't find that article. Will you reprint me that San Francisco Chronicle article about a beaten pro-sovereignty groups up? I'm sorry, it's not in my stack here. We'll come back with that. Notice it was May Day when you saw the bombing in Times Square yesterday. But I'm sure, because yeah, I listened to the hour-long press conference in New York, and there was nothing about this being Commie Day. So I'm sure none of this has anything to do with Communist Day. So let's not discuss that. Just little idea out there that this isn't some staged event to use a police state against the American people, as most staged terror has been in the past. It happened on Commie Day. But some mainstream media is saying, well, we should look at the American people and the Tea Parties. Well, they may find some patsy they bust. They've been saying the Tea Parties are going to carry out terror attacks. Bill Clinton has said, give up all your rights. Don't criticize what the government's doing, or you're going to cause another Oklahoma City. So this could be a staged event along those lines, but it could be a real event. It could be a real event, so we will continue to look at that today as well. But the toll-free number to join us on air to talk about any of these issues that we've discussed today is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, or locally in Central Texas, 512-646-1776. Again, 512-646-1776, or 888-201-2244. And we will take your calls. Now, they say hindsight is 2020. I don't know what happened with the bombing at this, that didn't kill anybody, thank God, but a device detonated at the end, at the finish line of a marathon there on Friday last night. Some type of smoke bomb went off with a bunch of gasoline and firecrackers and butane and propane. So we've got to ban all that now, the media is saying. Again, people are using cars as weapons. Got to ban those. Got to all be slaves or we won't be safe. I don't know what's happened with this, but we can certainly get your view on it. Don't worry, though. The next few weeks, it always comes out. Once the newspapers have had their headlines, once the sheeple have decided what they think went on, later what actually happened almost always unfolds, almost always develops. Separately on the illegal aliens running around protesting in our country, I've got Reuters, AP, and the Washington Times reporting that Mexico last week massacred a bunch of native Mexicans. They're Indians. And in Mexico, they're very racist against people who aren't of Spanish descent. And they cut off several towns. They cut their electricity and water off. And then some UN workers were going in and they machine gunned them on the road. And I have other reports of Mexican troops coming into the United States. And I wanted to ask the question to listeners out there. If you're a U.S. citizen and try to go to Mexico with an anchor baby, that is, you go into a hospital right when your wife's about to give birth and demand that you be given free health care, you are thrown out on your behind. So why? And of course, Mexico was also in the news Thursday of last week saying, we apologize for abusing immigrants because they beat them up, they enslave them, they put them in work camps when they come in from Guatemala into southern Mexico. So I just wanted to point that out. I mean, why are we supposed to kiss the butt of all these illegal aliens that are bankrupting our country? And why is the government using them as a political tool, a weapon against the American people, when Arizona just simply says, if police pull an illegal some alien over who's drunk driving, and they happen to already be an illegal alien, and we find this out, we're going to bring them to the police on that matter as well.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Max, what did you do with the remote? Now what am I going to do? I guess I can go online to find a new one. Okay, here's a site. ReplacementRemotes.com. Let us repair or replace any remote control. Well, I guess they can't repair this one. Thanks, Max. Wow, they have my original remote. And an exact replacement that doesn't need programming. Hey, Max, here's the deal. I can use the coupon code ALEX for a 5% discount. ReplacementRemotes.com has all my remotes for my TVs and accessories. I can order online at ReplacementRemotes.com or call them at 336-377-2220. I wonder if they sell dog toys.
For all your remote control needs, visit ReplacementRemotes.com at 336-377-2220.
ReplacementRemotes.com. ReplacementRemotes.com. If you need a remote control, ReplacementRemotes.com.
Coast to Coast. Direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
We are back live and taking your phone calls at 888-201-2244. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to play some clips from two different Obama speeches in the last few days where he talks about the birth certificate issue and demonizes anyone that disagrees with government policy. He basically says, as an American, you're supposed to sit down and shut up because the government represents the people. No, that's not how it works. We'll be explaining that coming up. Also, Greece erupts as men from IMF prepare to wield axe. Anger is intensifying over cuts to be made as part of the EU deal to save the economy. Then you read the Times of London article. It says they're going to be taking people's pension funds. The federal government in Bloomberg and AP in the last month and a half has been proposing taking your 401k, your pension fund. See, the banks want to bankrupt society. And then every time society collapses, they say, okay, now we get your savings accounts. Now we get your bank accounts. This has happened in every other major country on the planet. Now it's about to happen here in the United States. But let's go to your phone calls right now. Brandon in Missouri, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, thank you for having me on air, Alex Jones. It's been I've been on the website on Infowars.com. I've been really you have been an amazing figure in what you're doing, and I just want to thank you very much for definitely standing up for our rights, definitely standing up for our country. Being as that said, some of the questions I've been meaning to ask you for quite a while is that pretty much when do you think this might go down? I mean, a lot of people are asking me, and I'm just trying to get information to others who are trying to gather information.
Okay, well, it's going down now. The government's taken over health care to loot it and rob it. Obama made a joke. In fact, I've got the transcript of it coming up in the next hour. We're going to play the audio. He said that... all the jokes here tonight are brought to you by our friends at Goldman Sachs. Don't worry, because they make money whether you laugh or not. So that's just in your face. He said, some Republicans have suggested that the health care bill contained a few secret provisions. This is untrue. There are hundreds. Well, that's actually true. So he's just making a joke. They've taken over the car industry. They're taking over all of our power supplies. Where I live, just passed $2.6 billion in taxes to be sucked out of the people in the next 3 years. It's all happening now. They're launching new wars. They're taking our freedoms. People ask, when is this all coming down? It's happening now. And so this is an undeclared, quiet, corporate takeover of America, just like we're seeing in Iceland and Greece and so many other countries. But if you're talking about a hot takeover, the federal government has said they believe terrorists will detonate nukes. If a nuke goes off, imagine the power that will give the globalist to further rape the nation. They're hyping everywhere that Tea Parties are going to stage terror attacks. They're training the army to take on the Tea Party. So you see the preparation here to sell the military and police on the fraudulent fact that the American people are supposedly terrorists. So this is all happening now.
Yeah, which is definitely I think it's a lot of propaganda that they're pumping into society, and also the whole New York thing with the supposedly car bombing that they disarmed and stuff like that. The whole Chicago thing of what's going on there with talking about enforcing the National Guard, martial law pretty much there. I've heard of checkpoints being in Kansas City already. They've sent 30 SWAT teams down to combat supposedly the Gulf with the oil.
Since when does a SWAT team clean up an oil spill? I appreciate your call. Yeah, if you just joined us, we have the state police in California, the state police in Tennessee, the state police in New York, the state police in Michigan, the state police in Illinois. I covered this last week in the Chicago Tribune, in the mainstream news, saying we're running checkpoints to look for illegal guns, searching everyone. And they have Marines doing it, and they have troops at the Kentucky Derby, just all to continually condition the public that troops being all over the street is normal. And we have Army Times coming out repeatedly in the last 2 years and saying we're preparing to put troops on the streets. And so, yes, last week, two different state reps called for martial law in Illinois. The mayor of Schenectady, New York, called for martial law. And I'm here years ago saying they're acclimating you to troops on the streets. They're preparing. Look, Mexico doesn't announce they're under martial law. They're just under martial law. And so basically, for all intents and purposes, we're under martial law now. And yes, if you actually look at Kansas, look at Missouri, look at Tennessee, look at a bunch of other states, but those all border each other, and just search local news channels for troops running checkpoints, it's everywhere but our border, which is actually in trouble. So there's an acclimation going on. You have to ask yourself, why are you being conditioned to accept troops on the street? Because they're getting ready to bankrupt the dollar. They're seriously considering it. In fact, I'm going to cover that next hour. It's in the news. And to take your pension funds. And then if you get angry about that, they're training the military to physically take you on as a terrorist. This has happened in third world countries over and over and over again. Now it's happening here. Criminal interests get control of the government. They rob everyone. They're offshore. They're safe. It's only the police and the military that have got to enforce this dangerous job, and the citizens that have to be robbed. Until we wake up to that and indict the bankers and get America back and reinstate the Bill of Rights, none of us are safe. This is what we've been talking about for 15 years on air. And now it's unfolding. Let's talk to Mark in Texas. Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, great to hear you. Great to hear you all talking about some of these things, Alex.
Can you hear
me okay?
Yes, I can.
Hey, I was wondering if you think that if just an idea out of the air, if God wants this thing, these things to, or wants the right things done, and He's written it, but that's the way He wants it. Do you think that we would find that some way happening? If we just keep plugging away at some of the things, I'm trying to learn of what he says, and I think I found a couple of things that helped me get the whole picture of the whole thing. One of them is in Hebrews chapter 9, And it's just very interesting talking about a will and testament four times, meaning that, you know, maybe I have something there I can go back to. I don't know what other people might think of that, but it was in Hebrews 9, 13 through 17.
Well, let me say this. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. We have a job there to stand up against corruption without even thinking about the consequences. We have to do the right thing, and then whatever comes from that, it is what it is. But in the larger picture, the destiny of this planet is in God's hands. But if we stand up and we speak out and we get involved, we can reverse this tyranny. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Steve in Illinois. Steve, you're on the air.
Hi. I was wondering if we could invoke or at least adopt the Diddle rule. You know, it makes for a better radio and stuff than that. Number two, you know that Peter Lance that had the triple
cross.
What was? Yeah. You know, if you could get somebody to pull down when he appeared on booktv.org, he was on C-SPAN about 6 months ago, promote that book. His session where he was talking about his book was nothing, but it was the answer and question afterwards, and was it ever an eye-opener? And he got his head handed to him, and that audience was absolutely Johnny on the spot, smart. And if you can get somebody to pull that down and just listen to the question and answer one, you're going to do yourself a world of good, because it was just, it was wonderful. And
I watch C-SPAN randomly, I've seen shows where the majority of callers are 9/11 truthers. I've seen shows where, you know, everybody's calling in about Oklahoma City being an inside job. The public is aware, large portions of it. The public does know what's going on. I appreciate your call. Let's jam in one more. Let's talk to Adam in Canada. Adam, you're on the air. Hey, Adam. You listening to your internet
there?
Hey, go ahead.
Wanted to ask about the comprehensive annual financial reports.
Well, I made a film about that. There's a double set of books. So what government does is they have a budget that's a small portion of their money. Then they have their real investments. Then they always have the budget go under so they can raise taxes for essential services. This is the basic mafia technique that's being used. So we'll talk more about that when we come back on the other side. Then I'm going to get into CIA narcotics trafficking. Openly on the news, but they say it's a good thing. We need to have the CIA growing the opium in Afghanistan and shipping it into America. That's as American as mom and apple pie, they say. I disagree. It's coming up in the second hour.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com.
That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, I'm going to get into CIA narcotics trafficking and what that means to our society. But right now, let's take your phone calls. Let's talk to Reno 76 in North Carolina. You're on the air. Yeah, that caller. I try to take calls, but they won't even hang their phones up. I mean, they keep the radio up. They don't even pay attention. It's like they're not even like when I call somebody on the phone, I'm ready to talk to them. I guess Reno 76 isn't there. We'll just go ahead and try another one. Pete in South Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead, Pete.
I got a question for you. When they plan to disarm us, do you think that it would be a good idea for everybody to be prepared by some book learning ahead of time? Because I've ordered some books through Desert Publications. They're called CIA Improvised Munitions Black Books 1, 2, and 3, and also some books called Improvised Weapons of the American Underground, all through Desert Publications, and I feel more comfortable. If they do come take my weapons, I could possibly make my own.
Well, I think the most important thing to do is to reach out to our city government, county, state, and federal and try to get the Bill of Rights reinstated so that we don't have to just wait at our homes to have some shootout with the government. It's more important to reach out to the military and police to educate them how they're being brainwashed, how they're being controlled, how they're being manipulated, instead of just waiting. And I'm not saying you're doing that, Pete, but some people are just waiting for some big battle with the government.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that I'm waiting for that, but I just feel a lot more comfortable that if they take away all our weapons and we don't know how to make our own, then we're hopeless and helpless.
No, I think it's great for people to know how to defend themselves. And I think the point you raised is well taken. Anything else?
Well, yeah, there's also another book called Long-Term Survival in the Coming Dark Age, by James Ballew, and like I said, you can go to an internet website called Alibris.com, and you can get all these books really cheap. And the black books, the Improvised Munitions Black Books 1, 2, and 3, they're CIA special ops stuff. It's excellent reading, and, you know, if they come take my guns, I know I'll be able to be a MacGyver and put something together that
they can't take your guns. You should have some at your house and some that are buried.
Well, yeah, I've done all that, but I mean, I just found out a year ago that they've got me on the terrorist list. I got some letters in the mail from the state police when I used to live in Michigan saying I couldn't own or possess any firearms. And
yeah, no judge, no jury. No judge, no jury. They just say. I appreciate your call, Pete. Jay in Arizona, you're on the air. The site of illegal alien riots. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah.
How are you doing? Hey, how's it going, husband? Listen, give me a call. I actually just wanted to say thank you. I first discovered all this when a friend put me on to Loose Change about a year and a half ago. And since then, I opened my eyes. And basically, I deplugged from TV. I turned everything off, you know. And I've just been doing a bunch of research. And basically, for the last week and a half, I spend maybe I only slept about 3 hours. I've just been taking in everything from the Illuminati to the, you know, government cover-ups and everything. And I'm just touching up on the government. I was for the armed forces. Okay, you say that. You know, there's obviously the 4,000 people controlling the government, you know, that no one knows. And the army, you know, let's say the army, the military, okay, whichever division you want. Do these people that are actually pulling the triggers out on the battlefields, do they know what's going on? And if they did, would they be actually fighting?
Well, that's a good question, Jay, and I appreciate your call. It's a mixed bag. Some are awake, some aren't. It's our job to reach out to them and inform them and go over these facts with them. It's our job to get the general public to realize this country's in trouble. There's a foreign offshore banking takeover taking place, and it's a life and death situation for this country that this information get out. We're going to come back, continue with your calls, get into CIA narcotics trafficking on the other side. Please stay with us.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There is a private worldwide banking takeover happening. These banks create tens of trillions of dollars of fiat imaginary currency. And all they've got to do is buy off our governments to get them to accept it, and they achieve global domination. It's like Ken Lay or Bernie Madoff to the next power. And, of course, we've been telling you for several years, well, actually more than a decade, but several years intensely, that Goldman Sachs and others, J.P. Morgan and others, are engineering a financial collapse. It's now come out in Congress last week that the internal emails that, indeed, it was engineered. They knew it was going to happen. They told their investors to invest in it. They knew what they were doing, and that they planned to destroy their competition through that crisis. So we're going to be covering that coming up after I cover this story. Now, I hate to talk about something like this without engaging in several hours of on-air preparation, going over all the evidence. I mean, you read about CIA aircraft crashing full of pure cocaine in Reuters. You see the congressional reports in 1996 where the CIA solicitor general admitted that the CIA was responsible for the crack cocaine epidemic in the 1980s and early 1990s. And I've interviewed, of course, one of their chief dealers, Freeway Ricky Ross, and others here live on air. That is part of the public record. But this particular case deals with more than just government drug dealing. It reveals the program of mind control. I talked about 6-8 months ago hearing BBC radio on XM and almost running off the road. I actually started to pull off to the side. I couldn't believe I was hearing this. I mean, I knew this, but the fact that the system would get to a point of where they came out in the open and just admitted the truth was incredible. But they did it because their activities are so public now that all they can do is hide in plain sight. It's a psychological tactic they use. And on that BBC radio report, they said, well, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda will take over Afghanistan because they'll be more popular with the people if the U.S. and British forces don't protect the opium and help the tribes ship it out to market. Now, pre-9/11, the Taliban, the real Taliban, not the CIA Taliban, was almost letting no opium out of the country. It was in single digits the amount of global production that was coming out. It was less than 10%. Fast forward 8 years later, 8.5 years later, and more than 90% of global opium pouring into Europe, pouring into China, pouring into Asia, pouring into the United States, pouring into Japan, pouring into Africa, pouring into Latin America. It's admitted that most of it, 90%+ is coming out of Afghanistan. One little country where these poppies tend to grow very, very easily. Now, I've covered Reuters with the headline, NATO rebuffs Russia's call for eradicating poppies, and the New York Times headline, where they came out and said, yes, the U.S. is protecting opium production. That's all come out in the last few months. And so they're normalizing this. I remember talking to Pat Tillman's brother, who was also in Afghanistan, and he was sitting letters home, the NFL star, saying, look, I joined up to fight terrorists. We're protecting opium. This war is a fraud. I'm going to come back and speak out against this war. The people only knew. And then he got fragged. He got assassinated. And the army covered that up. And then it came out that they had indeed killed him. That's the army reports. He was killed up close and by friendly fire. But then I see Geraldo Rivera and Fox News do a piece with an army commander at a base, and they say, oh, it's just this one village. We've taken it over, but we've got a problem. If we destroy their fields, they're not going to be our friends. And so we're even helping them grow it. You're about to hear and see this right now. We're going to help them grow it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you study the U.S. history, in 1834, the British East India Company came in, this is mainstream ABC News, and they set up Skull and Bones as a private intelligence agency with the wealthiest children of the elite at Yale. And it was to run opium into the U.S. and to gain control of the U.S. government to set up tariffs against other companies that were shipping in opium, later turned into heroin in the 1860s when they developed that system of purifying it. Because this was one of the biggest industries in the United States. Snake oil salesmen, they mainly sold opium. You got a headache, you're depressed, you got a toothache, drink this, you'll feel fine. And so the CIA, out of the OSS, in the late 1940s, set up the CIA almost exclusively out of Yale graduates. That's covered in the film The Good Shepherd that Robert Duvall directed and produced. The point is, this is mainline history that I'm giving you here today. But to have them just calmly come out and say, this commander doesn't like it, but it's what he's got to do to beat the terrorist. We are shipping in the drugs. We are producing the drugs. And so we've gone from them denying it to saying, yeah, we help grow it and ship it, but if you get caught using it, we're going to put you in prison for 30 years. So here is the Fox News clip. We'll go to break. I'll come back and analyze this, but we've got an article breaking it down. Fox News makes excuse for CIA, Afghan, opium cultivation. It's the same thing with cocaine. It's the same thing with many other illegal drugs. And you've got the same big corporations pushing synthetic drugs like Prozac, Ritalin, and others that are even more dangerous. Look, drugs are a big business. And when you make them illegal or by prescription, it jacks up the price. That's why government keeps them illegal. You want to cut off the Taliban and Al-Qaeda as if they're the ones producing the drugs. Why don't you decriminalize? Well, then that gets rid of the black market. It gets rid of the mystique. It gets rid of the profit. Our government's run by banks, and they're the biggest money launderers on earth, and they're shipping the smack in. Here it is.
Biggest obstacles in front of the U.S. troops there in Afghanistan is the opium trade. The Taliban is using it to intimidate the population.
Okay. Joining us from Helmand Province is Geraldo Rivera. Good morning to you, Geraldo. Tell us what you've seen during your days there in Afghanistan.
Hi, Allison, Dave, and Clayton. Yes, in some ways, the Marines' brilliantly executed invasion of Marja, this town in the middle of Helmand province, was the easy part. The hard part now is governing this province, a province, as you suggest, that has become addicted to opium in many, many ways. That is the principal crop that is being grown here. The Taliban lend the farmers the money. They are indebted to the Taliban. They have to grow the opium. Now the Marines, in their success, are in a sense a victim of their success, because now the population is,
They have these opium fields, and we are tolerating it. We are tolerating the cultivation of the opium because we know that if we were to destroy it now, the population would turn against the Marines, and it would be a real security risk. Let me introduce Lieutenant Colonel Brian Christmas. He's the commanding officer of the 3rd Battalion, 6th Marines. Really a wonderful group of Marines here. I know that you care deeply about this this contradiction, the fact that here you have one of the best fighting forces in the world ever mounted, and in a sense, you're watching as this opium is being grown. I know it grinds at your gut. How do you deal with it? What are you doing about it?
Well, frankly, this is part of their culture. So while it might grind in my gut, it's what they do. We provide them security, we're providing them resources, and we're providing them alternatives. And the alternatives are different crops to grow. They're getting the seed and the fertilizer to do it. They can rotate any of their crops that they want. If they want to get rid of their wheat and grow cotton for the winter, they can do that, and we're going to help them do it. So the same thing goes for the cotton.
So you think that, you know, we were at the market, and everywhere we go, they're selling these little devices. Take a shot at this, Greg. They're hand-carved. These are the little devices they use to scrape the opium sap off the plant. And I watched as you bought everyone that was for sale because you care so deeply. Why did you do that?
I want them off the street. The idea is that we don't want to harvest the poppy. We want to, you know, hopefully turn the poppy over and put some wheat, cotton, watermelon, cucumber. It's all great stuff they grow out here. We just want to see that.
All right, we're going to come back. We're going to break down this whitewash and why the government's being forced to admit that they're protecting the poppy fields, that the product is then shipped into the United States. We'll be back. We'll break it down. This information is so important.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing Diamond Gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue Diamond Gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at Infowars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. H-O-M-E-G-A-I-N.com. Check them out today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
So, you got a $500 billion a year industry, record amounts of opium coming out. It's been leaking the last few years. The U.S. forces are guarding the opium. The Russian government comes out and says, you're guarding it, you're shipping it into Russia, 30,000 plus people a year are dying from it, eradicate it. And our government says, okay, in AP and the New York Times and Fox News, we are helping them grow it, but we don't like it. But if we don't let them grow it, they'll join the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. And so we've got to ship it into America. That's how they seduce people. In Vietnam, and that's been declassified, they said, we've got to ship the opium out or the communists will do it and they'll make all the profits. So we've got to go ahead and ship the cocaine in from Central and South America or the commies will get the money. And we've got to ship the opium in or the commies will get the money. This is the psychology. Then you drive up to some checkpoint and cops are out there searching cars looking for marijuana. What a sick, disgusting joke. I mean, I know the big banks don't want the $500 billion they can leverage to $5 trillion. I mean, I know they don't want to deal drugs and make all this money. Of course, I've interviewed big drug dealers on air. They don't want drugs decriminalized. Neither does the government. You decriminalize drugs, all the money goes out of it. Go back to 80-plus years ago during Prohibition. Alcoholism more than tripled. Crime bosses had all this new money to corrupt police. The mafia swole in size to epic proportions. Look at Mexico, fully collapsing in a drug war between the government that controls narcotics and their competition. That's all that is a drug war over who controls that money. By the way, it's $500 billion in opium coming out of Afghanistan. It's more than $500 billion in opium and cocaine and marijuana shipped in. You decriminalize that, well, then all the police and intelligence agencies and FBI and everybody getting a big, fat, juicy cut, they don't get that money anymore, do they? And so that's why drugs are illegal. Because you make them legal, the money leaves the market, this stuff is dirt cheap, then it's looked on as a pathetic thing losers do. And it's controlled and taxed. But you keep it illegal, and then only armies can control it. And who runs the armies? The big governments. And so there it is. It's one thing to read a New York Times or BBC News article on air where they admit our government's producing the opium and protecting it. And it's come out that big contractors are involved shipping it out. They fly cocaine and heroin in every day at major airports under U.S. diplomatic protection, and then they sell it to drug dealers, and then they put it on your streets, and then they bust low-level nobodies. The denial's over. You just saw Fox News talking to an army commander saying, we protect and help them grow it. Gee, we don't like it. Then they use the double think of, but we do go into town to the local area and try to buy up the knives they use to extract it. And they do this in front of all the troops. Because, see, they've had a rebellion by the troops. They got British and U.S. troops on television hearing all this with Geraldo. The troops are wondering, why are we here guarding opium fields? Why have we been ordered, and there's photos of this, to help grow it? Why are we ordered as farmers to help produce it? Well, men, if we don't do this, Al-Qaeda's going to come here and get the money. Now, you're getting paid $12 an hour with your Army salary. You just loaded on that C-130 over there, and this is how we fight Al-Qaeda, youngster. And by the way, the big banks that launder this, Junior, are about to take your mommy's pension fund. And we're training to use the Army against the American people if they don't like us taking their pension funds, because we're narcotics trafficking big banks, and we've dominated the entire world, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. You see these troops standing there with these weird looks on their faces going, my God, we're here announcing we're growing the opium. And Geraldo's saying, hey, you don't like it, Commander, but it's something you got to do for America. Let's take some of your phone calls and come back with the banking scam as they announce even more. They're getting ready to take your pension funds. And what's patriotic? You give your money to the foreign banks. You say, here's my savings. I'm proving I'm a good American. I'm for the drug war. I'm for you taking my pension funds. I'm for open borders. I'm for banker bailouts. I'm for the health care plan. I trust my government run by offshore banks that had a corporate takeover. I love government. I am a lemming who does what I'm told. And the government says, that's right. Pat you on the head. You're good. Oh, you're so good. Colonel Six in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones. I want to just let people know that, and I wanted to commend you on putting this information on the air. One thing that people need to realize, the Stanley McChrystal is over Afghanistan, okay? Stanley McChrystal is a lying SOB to try to make it like Pat Tillman was killed by enemy fire when it was fratricide.
Oh, no, that's admitted. I mean, it's been in the news that the Army murdered him and claimed the Al-Qaeda did it because Tillman was writing letters home saying, we're guarding opium fields, and the Pentagon said, listen, you're not cutting in on $500 bill. You die.
Absolutely. And that's why Danny Sotero would put his consigliere over Afghanistan to continue the Sotero crime family.
Come on, the government wouldn't be involved in anything corrupt. We need to trust them.
I've been here 29 years, and I'm telling you, everything that you're saying, I'm not going to say anything other, but I'm going to say everything that you're saying is absolutely true.
So you're saying you were in the military and you saw this?
I am now, until the end of this month.
So you've been over in Afghanistan and had to sit there and even help the natives plant the goodies?
No, I was in Iraq. I'm working military intelligence now.
But you're aware of all this. Well, let me ask you this question.
I've been knowing Stanley McChrystal's reputation for the last 25 years, and he's always been a snake. And when Sotero put him in charge of Afghanistan, that was telling everybody, we're going in, we're going to take over the opium, we got the cocaine already taken care of. Now we're going to take over the heroin. As long as they have China, where they had the box, we'll be all right.
Well, let me ask you this question. So you're saying in military intelligence, well, I mean, now it's on Fox News and New York Times, but, you know, that we produce it because it's for the children. You know, give the children their heroin. When America injects you, it's good. It's loving. Heroin is red, white, and blue. But, I mean, you're saying that this is well known.
It's been widely known. Let me tell you something, Alex. The U.S. military has been in the drug business ever since it's been in the U.S. military, just about. I mean, all through Korea.
No. Let's go back to 1800. It's mainstream history that our Navy would only make sure that certain companies could bring in opium. So you're right.
Yeah, and that's what really sparked the Boxer Rebellion, is because of people who were fighting over who was going to be able to get heroin into China, and the Chinese said, you're not going to fight over who's going to poison our people.
Colonel Six, let me ask you this. Are the military people you know upset about this, or it's just, hey, smack's good for kids?
It's infuriating. And that is why, after 29, I'm leaving.
okay? And I've got...
Tell you what, Colonel Six, don't hang up. Let's hear from inside. You're saying military intelligence. Hell, it's on Fox News. They grow it. But let's come back to you.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dog chewed your remote control? Lost your remote? Or is your remote control just not working? Let ReplaceMeRemotes.com replace it or fix it for you. We carry a complete line of remote controls for all brands of TV, VCR, satellite, home audio, or DVD remotes, including old or hard-to-find remote controls. We also can repair or fix your remote. Visit ReplaceMeRemotes.com for all your remote control needs. Use coupon code ALEX for a 5% discount. Visit ReplaceMeRemotes.com or call us at 336-377-2220. For all your remote control needs, visit ReplaceMeRemotes.com at 336-377-2220. We also carry a complete line of hotel and hospital remotes.
ReplacementRemotes.com, ReplacementRemotes.com. If you need a remote control, ReplacementRemotes.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Okay, my friends. We are back live. Now, if you're a new listener, I challenge you to look up the 1996-97 congressional hearings where the CIA admitted they shipped in the majority of the cocaine. A couple years ago, Reuters reported an aircraft full of pure cocaine, CIA-owned, crashed in Mexico. On and on and on. You're talking about trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars here. And I've talked to Pat Tillman's brother. He wouldn't come on air. But it has been in the news that he was murdered. He was killed. That's in the Army's own report. And in those letters home, he said, I'm coming home. I'm going to be anti-war, you know, the NFL star. He said, this whole thing's a big lie. So they killed him. And now, because this is all public and so many troops are there going, why are we guarding opium fields? Why are we farmers? Why are we helping them plant it? Why is the production way up off the charts? The media comes out and says, well, yeah, we're helping. I mean, it's to keep America safe. Okay, well, okay, you're keeping America safe. You're not involved in it. You're just shipping it in. Why don't you decriminalize it? Well, you decriminalize it, then anybody can ship it in. There's not all those big profits. Going back to Colonel Six in Texas, Colonel specifically, though, in your years in the military, and again, this is on Fox News now. This is not, we're not just going off Colonel Six here. He could be anybody. But specifically, your years in the military, how big of an open secret is this, A, and B, what does the military know about Pat Tillman? Go ahead.
The military, man, people in the military that are would say, you know, it's like any organization. There's certain players on the Dallas Cowboys that know things that the other ones don't. But everybody knows. See, Tillman was shot with three shots right in a tight square right in the middle of the
boy, head. Now you do. You are telling the truth. Exactly. That's in the Army's own report. He was shot first, begged for help, and they walked right up with an M16 and shot him three times in the face.
I have the autopsy pictures in my files. And let me tell you, anything you want to know, let me just tell you real quick. If you go to Colonel, the word Colonel, the number 6.com, I'm putting up everything that I know that's not classified, okay? And like I say, Tillman was shot in a tight three-bullet circle.
That's right, a three-inch grouping, three shots. What does that mean with an M16? He was shot within feet.
Maybe feet, 8 foot, you know, but we're within, you know, feet, certainly not yards, and certainly not unintentional. But like I said, you have to look back, and seriously, people, understand who Stanley McChrystal is. And the connection between him and Obama and the crime syndicate that I call the Sotero Obama crime family. And I'm not, when I say that, it sounds funny at first, but when you think about it and you analyze what is happening concomitantly with the war and the economy, this is not a joke. You had better wake up, stop watching American Idol, American Idiot, and understand where you live, what's going on, and understand that this man that you're listening to right now is for the last 15 years, and I said, you must be the one that never said that to me, okay? Because I will take what I heard from you, look it up, and I'll tell you, what, the German troops are about to revolt. They have already asked Angela Merkel, why are we here? And that is that's in print.
Well, let me say this. When you watch the Fox News piece, you can tell, and I've seen this in the news, there's a near mutiny over the fact the troops are ordered to guard the opium and ship it out. And you look at the troops, they look angry and look ashamed while their commander is explaining why they help grow the opium and ship it out. For those who just joined us, Fox News, New York Times, AP, they all admit our own government is producing the opium at record levels and shipping it out. And those troops look upset because they have to be out there, again, hiding this out in the open. Because this information is now out, they've just got to come out and say it's no big deal.
Right. And the thing about it is, what you have now is you really have a breakdown in command. You have, like Brian Christmas, the lieutenant colonel that was there, was being interviewed. He's a Marine, not the Army, unfortunately. But, you know, that group is really demoralized. It's to the point where guys are saying, when orders are given down, they're saying, says who? Okay? Says who? I got 2 months left. Make me.
Well, let me ask you this question, because you're calling on a Skype phone, aren't you?
No, I'm calling from Palatino, Texas.
Okay, because your phone's breaking up a bit. But specifically, give us the website you're saying you're going to post these photos on, and then tell us how long.
Oh, they're up. No, the autopsy phones I wouldn't put up, no. That's something I wouldn't do to the Kimmel family.
No, but what's the website what's the website again?
Just the word Colonel, C-O-L-O-N-E-L, the number 6.com.
Colonel6.com. Well, stay in touch. We'll check out your information. We appreciate your call. But again, regardless of what Colonel 6 is saying, and that sounded legit, folks. People are starting to get a lot of courage. They're sick of the lies. They're going public. Fox News, if you just tuned in, and I covered this Friday, New York Times, Reuters, BBC, AP, they go, yeah, the U.S. government's helping grow the opium protected. But that's how we beat the Taliban, because if we don't do that, the locals won't side with us. Drug production is off the charts. The CIA's been caught over and over again shipping this in. And they've used the phony drug war as a pretext to set up a police state in this country. So if the government's growing it, why is it illegal? Because that keeps the price up. Let's talk to Brian in Colorado. Brian, you're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Jones.
Welcome.
Thank you very much for all you've done for this country and humanity in general. I wanted to touch on what happened to me in Kansas last week. I was driving through, and about 100 miles into it off of I-70, I was going from Florida to Colorado.
Let me guess, a big checkpoint, because that's in the news.
It even had it labeled. A huge, it just said drug checkpoint, and there was a huge paddy wagon.
Well, imagine the genius, though. You ship in the drugs, then you set up checkpoints everywhere to stop it, to train your slaves, the public, to submit. Go ahead.
It's truly disgusting, and I'm sure 100 years from now, people will look back at us and think we're just blatant idiots. But what happened after that was even more interesting. I have long hair. I live in the mountains of Colorado. It doesn't mean I'm a drug addict, but I have long hair. That's just it. And I got a cop pulled up alongside of me, waited until I made eye contact with him, slammed on his brakes, got behind me, and pulled me over. And then he didn't give me a ticket or anything. He just wanted to make sure that I was okay. He said I looked tired, even though I had my sunglasses on.
Well, that's part of the new freedom, is having random cops and federal checkpoints and troops on the streets, just letting all the slaves know we're getting ready to take your pension funds, and this is for your own good, and don't criticize the Federal Reserve or you may be a terrorist.
I thought it was a random thing, I'd hoped, but about 150 miles after that incident, it happened again.
So they're using the license plate reading systems to identify and profile people.
I had a rail car. You know, I don't know. I don't know what they were doing.
Well, just welcome to Rome. They are just robbing everybody. Brian, I appreciate your call. Again, I just played Fox News saying our government helps grow and ship the opium. Okay, it's not even hidden because they can't hide it because the troops are going, we're growing opium, this is illegal, and they go, no, here's your commander on Fox, and they have all the troops line up, and the troops are all looking angry because they're about to have a mutiny, and they go, we're growing it, it's good. See, I'm on Fox, men, that means it's okay. See, it's out in the open. We're allowed to be doing this. It's freedom. We're allowed to let Goldman Sachs steal trillions. It's freedom. We're allowed to let Obama nationalize health care. It's freedom. Just sit down and shut up. Everything's all right. Let's talk to Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie, what's on your mind?
Thank you, sir. This is about one thing about drugs and one thing about our First Amendment, right, to speak. Canceling our counterproductive war on pot smokers and hemp enthusiasts is my mission in life, so I can testify about medicinal marijuana. It helped save my life and after a traumatic brain injury, thus...
Well, Ronnie, let me let you go and say this. The government doesn't like marijuana because they can't have a monopoly on it. They love heroin, they love cocaine, they love your kids shooting it up.
With the implementation of Codex Alimentarius, it is clear that we must act quickly to avoid losing our freedom of choice where personal health preferences are concerned. As of January 1, 2010, Codex Alimentarius was implemented within the European Union, resulting in the restricted sale of many natural supplements, including colloidal silver. We must take immediate steps to assure a continuing supply of colloidal silver for ourselves and our families. Act now to acquire the means of producing this beneficial supplement in the privacy of your own home. Colloidal silver is a powerful antipathogenic used for more than 200 years as a natural alternative to costly drugs and their dangerous, unpredictable side effects. Go to www.silverlungs.com for more information on how to secure your freedom of choice by producing your own colloidal silver right from home. That's www.silverlungs.com. Silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Coast to Coast. Direct from Austin, you're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Imagine your private central banks that run the United States through the Federal Reserve. You control our military. What are you going to do? You're going to take over countries. You're going to seize oil. You're going to have trillions a year in secret weapon sales. You're going to control narcotics. You're going to invade where there is cocaine and heroin. Where is our military in Latin America and Central Asia? Then it begins to come out in BBC, Reuters, AP that our troops are guarding the opium fields and helping ship it out. What do? You come out in the open like it's no big deal and go, yeah, we're helping grow it, but we don't like it, but we've got to do it. That is what you heard from Fox News on the ground with the Army commander admitting it, with the troops with their heads looking down at the ground. They're not stupid. They know this is a fraud. They know this is a joke. Afghanistan's a small country. With our military and our spray planes, they could have wiped that out and eradicated it. And a few months ago, the Russians said, look, we're losing 30,000 plus people a day. a year. This was in Reuters. And they said, you could eradicate this stuff and stop 30,000 dead a year, kill the poppy fields. And NATO said no. So you remember that when they're brainwashing your kids to spy on you looking for drugs in public school, when they're running anti-drug ads, you remember that, that our government has been caught over and over and over again in this business, and they keep drugs illegal to keep the price up and so they can go after their competition. The drug war is about being able to go after their competition. And separately, we told you a year ago with the former father of Reaganomics, the former head of the Treasury, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, and countless other economists, that first Greece would go under, then Portugal, then Spain, and then 16 other countries. In the last week, now Spain and Portugal are going under and driving in. I mean, I already knew this. It was in the news. But driving into the office, I was listening to CNN on my XM, and there they were, saying, oh, those evil Greeks, they owe money. Oh, really, to who? They won't give up their pension funds. And they said, Germans only get 44% a year of what their yearly salary was. Greeks get 80%+. They didn't tell you that more money's taken out of their check. And they said, they've got to stop being greedy, evil citizens, and they've got to pay the IMF and World Bank, which are collecting money for J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs, the same group. And now we've got J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs and others, the top six big banks, openly pushing to take your pension funds, quote, for failed banks. They just take your money. And so that's the decision you've got to make. Are you going to let these big banks ship in the narcotics, steal everybody blind, use Northcom against the Tea Parties, go after our Second Amendment? Or can we just wake up and say, enough is enough. We're not trusting you anymore. You've been caught. I told you years ago, Goldman Sachs, 10 years ago, I pulled it up. We had George Humphrey interviews, a local economist, former Austin City Council member, who was warning about Goldman Sachs and derivatives and the plan. 10 years ago, I looked it up, 1999, almost 11 years ago. And now it's all happened, and the next phase is America being totally bankrupt and the government raising VAT taxes, financial taxes, environmental taxes, doubling your power bill or more. Austin's already passed it last week. I mean, you cannot make up a raping this bad, because the average American is only watching American Idol and sucking their thumb and has no idea what tyranny is. And I've got to sit there and watch local talk show host and national talk show host say Alex Jones is wrong, our government doesn't ship drugs in, when they've been caught hundreds and hundreds of times. It's not like I'm just pulling this out of a hat. I mean, I want him back on. I want Terry Reid back on. He was a CIA commander who was at MENA, Arkansas with Bill Clinton and the cocaine. I want Terry Reid. He wrote Compromise, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA. I want him back on. He hadn't been on in like 6 years. But I mean, now they just come out and say, yeah, we are growing the opium. We are producing the heroin. But just shut up and accept it. We're still going to put you in prison if you use it. Think about that. They ship it in, and then when you use it, they put it in the private prisons. How many judges in Philadelphia and L.A. and Dallas in the news have been caught? Headline. In fact, pull it up right now for folks. Use the Philadelphia headline. That's one I can remember. Philadelphia judges caught putting kids in jail for money. Totally innocent. Private prison, the judges were paid over $2 million, two judges, $2 million in just a year to put innocent people in prison. They needed an excuse to put you in prison. So they bring in highly addictive substances. They have their pushers sell them to kids in playgrounds. Your kids use them, and then they put your kid in prison making license plates and furniture for them. They don't just sell the drugs. They've re-legalized slavery. This is how they do it. There it is. PA judges accused of jailing kids for cash. Well, they've now pled guilty. Judges allegedly took $2.6 million in payoffs to put juveniles in lockups. That's MSNBC. That's not good enough. Give me the article where they plead guilty. PA judges plead guilty to putting kids in jail for cash. Because I don't just sit up here and make claims. You think I can be on over 80 radio stations and just sit here every millisecond bringing you powerful, shocking information? No. I'm risking my life and everything I am to tell you the truth. Let me tell kids something. You're a new listener. MTV and the movies make cocaine and heroin look cool and ecstasy look cool. It isn't cool. You go to that party when you're 15 and some kid tries to give you drugs. You say, I'm not using CIA drugs. You don't use drugs. You keep your nose clean. You be straight and strong. That's how you beat these criminals that run our society. You stay off their crap. You don't take the bait. You don't bite on the hook. Ex-judge pleads guilty for Kids for Cash scandal. Philadelphia Inquirer. There it is. $2.6 million. Two judges. Tens of thousands of kids. In prison. In jail for things they never did, for money. You want to know about the drug war? You want to know what it's for? And then here it is. Greece erupts as men from IMF prepare to wield axe. And the media is posing it like the Greeks are evil. And they deserve this. No, the IMF and World Bank aren't owed this money. This is derivatives they created. And it says protests in Greece turned violent yesterday as youths in gas masks and hoods. It says tourists were cut off from their hotels as thousands, and it just goes on. This is no to the IMF junta, they chanted as youth in black hoods produced a hammer to smash windows, and that's they've been caught everywhere in almost every case. They're hired to then make protesters look bad, but it's not working. Another painted slogans on the facade, and demonstrators intervened to prevent him from spraying an Australian woman with paint as she tried to get in a hotel. Japanese tourists stood talking photographs of the mayhem with mobile phones before being forced to retreat. So, and it's on the news. They're saying, oh, we've got to take your pension funds. We've got to take your private bank accounts to pay the bankers. Here's another one. China remains biggest holder of U.S. debt. We've lost our sovereignty. That's Wall Street Journal. Here's another one I want to end the radio broadcast with, okay? Every day, this is in the news. Scores of times. ECB president favors global governance. European Central Bank. We played this last Thursday. Jean-Claude Trichet, the head of the European Central Bank, called for a one-world government to levy carbon taxes, VAT taxes, and other taxes, and that, quote, this is another Wall Street Journal headline, the good times are over, we're going to have our taxes doubled, at least, and have less services. See, once the bankers come and buy off your government and create tens of trillions of dollars in fiat money that your government then owes them, it's all made up, they then come in and say, we run your society, we control your society, we run every facet of your life. It's a bunch of Bernie Madoff, Kinley-type scammers taking it to the next level and beyond, total control of society. And so I ask you now, are you going to put up with this? Stop being naive. Stop living in denial. Stop being so stupid. Stop demonizing the Tea Parties. Stop demonizing the Constitution. Stop buying into the media saying Tea Parties are going to blow up federal buildings, like Clinton said 2 weeks ago. That's baloney. If federal buildings get blown up and they blame it on the Tea Party, you better believe it isn't the Tea Party. It's the dirty, narcotics trafficking central banks that think you're an idiot. If you want to lose your standard of living, if you want to lose your children's entire future, sit there and suck your thumb. Live in denial. You better get angry. You better get informed. You better study history. You better understand the real geopolitical financial grid that we're under. And you better stand up and say no to big government, because big government is the tool that these big central banks use to come in and loot you and rob you through tax money that's paid as corporate welfare. I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, on your local AM and FM or InfoWars.com. Great job, crew. The Republic is going to kick the butt of the New World Order.